In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today, the 24th day of the blessed month of Amshir, may God end it in goodness and renew it with us, for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Agapetus, the bishop, departed. He was born of Christian parents during the time of the infidel emperors Diocletian and Maximianus. His parents brought him up in a Christian upbringing, and he was ordained a deacon. Then he went to one of the monasteries and served the elders therein. He learned from them worship and asceticism and was accustomed to fasting and prayer. His food was legumes and bread to break the fast. He grew in his ascetic life and every virtue, and God wrought through him many miracles, among which were the following. He healed a girl from debilitation sickness which had stricken her for a long time, and doctors had failed to cure her. He also prayed once, and God destroyed the beast which was devouring people, and by his prayers God granted healing to many sick people. The news of his asceticism, righteousness, and the power of his prayer spread everywhere. When Lucianus, the governor, heard about Saint Agapetus, he brought him by force and appointed him a soldier in his army. This did not prevent St. Agapetus from continuing in ascetic life and his worship, and he rather increased in virtue. Shortly after, God punished Diocletian, and the God-loving Emperor Constantine took over the empire after him. St. Agapetus desired to gain his freedom and to return to his monastery, and God answered him. Emperor Constantine had a servant who was very dear to him for the good qualities he had. The servant was stricken with an evil spirit which tormented him, and some friends of the emperor advised him to ask Saint Agapetus the soldier to pray for his servant to be healed. The emperor was surprised to know that one among his soldiers had the gift of healing. The emperor sent for Agapetus, who prayed upon the servant, made the sign of the Holy Cross over him, and God healed him. The emperor rejoiced and wanted to reward him. Saint Agapetus refused to accept any reward except to be granted his release from the military service to go back to the place of his worship. The emperor granted him what he wanted, and the saint returned to where he was before, and he lived a solitary life. After a while, he was ordained a priest. After the departure of the bishop of his town, the people asked for the saint from the abbot of the monastery, and he gave him his permission to leave. Saint Agapetus was ordained bishop and shepherded the flock of Christ with the best of care. He was granted the gift of prophecy and performing miracles. He rebuked the sinners for what they had done in secret. He rebuked the priests for forsaking teaching and instructing their flocks. His biography included more than 100 miracles that he had performed, and he departed at a good old age. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. Timothy of Gaza and St. Matthias of the city of Qus. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.